When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
It's Fresh Fridays here on the G and Ursula Show, and this might be one of the freshest of Fresh Fridays in a long time. It's already 11 o'clock. We had Dr. Jason Johnson join us for the entire 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Ursula.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And so many of you are saying, please bring him back. Please bring him back. A few of you are like, oh, wait a minute. He's very strong in his political bias. We said that from the very beginning. He has a very strong perspective, and it's very different from our other guest that we have on Fridays, Michael Medved.
Yeah. You know what?
He's an MSNBC contributor. Yeah. That's probably all you need to know.
You know, there's two things. One that I want to really point out. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I really truly respect those that listen to our show and disagree and agree and
You mostly disagree
and you look at, you know, the political thing different than we do, but you continue to come back every day. First of all, kudos to you. That's one. Two, the second thing is that our show is better for that.
Yes.
When we get to the point where all of us agree, then we're probably going to be canceled.
Correct. And I just want to remind everybody that you and I do not agree many days. Okay.
Right? A lot.
So there's just varying degrees of everything. And ultimately, it's okay to agree to disagree.
Right. And by the way, that friend of mine is somebody I do that with. And like Ursula just tried to segue, it's okay to agree to disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, you just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Mercer Island has declared a local water shortage emergency thanks to a water main break last month. What does that mean for residents? Well, a fireworks ban this summer and water restrictions likely to be in effect. That means reduced watering for lawns and gardens, using commercial car washes that recycle water, and they recommend only running the dishwasher when it's full. First of all, who still washes their car by hand? And two, who is running a dishwasher half full? Do you condone either behavior? Do you think people should hand wash their cars?
Yes.
Yes.
I do. Especially if you have a car that you want to, considering how expensive things are, and you want to protect your investment, you want to keep your investment nice for years to come, yes, hand washing your car is a lot better. You have more control instead of going into the machines and they go whoop, 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 and then you have all these swirls on your nice dark or reds and different darker paints. So, yes, a hand wash with the sheep wool, lambskin, all the different wash mitts. Yes. Ursula?
I'm going to go with what Chef said. Who on earth still hand washes their car? Maybe it's because I just haven't done that in a long, long time. Why not just go to some place where you're probably going to save money because you don't have to buy all the materials? But I guess you don't have the pride and joy that comes with preserving your car.
Right.
And my car just ain't fancy enough for me to take the time to hand wash it.
Uh-huh.
But on the, do you run a dishwasher that's half full? No, I think that is a waste. If you only have a couple of glasses, I'm hoping that you pull them out and just hand wash those instead of running the whole dishwasher.
Yeah.
Same thing with the laundry. Now, that said, I'm surprised that they didn't say, hey, why don't you take shorter showers? I think that would be more relatable.
That would probably be easier. I only condone running the dishwasher half full in one circumstance, and that is if you have a roommate that likes to, quote, soak their pans, right? They soak their pans as though putting them in stagnant water in the sink is going to get stuff off. If you got a bunch of those, go ahead and run the dishwasher. As for washing their car, this used to be like a cherished American tradition. Every weekend, I would see dads up and down the street washing their cars. I do not remember the last time I saw someone washing their car by hand.
My next door neighbor does it once a week.
By the way,
all the time.
The jury has spoken on our text line. Mm. A ton of people still hand wash their cars.
Yeah, that's
I stand down.
No. Wow. I'm telling you right now. I'll tell you what's not going to happen. You're not going to buy. I'm just speaking for those that got nice cars. You're not buying that, and you're just automatically going through the machine. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what I drive. I'm not that worried about it.
The last time I went through the machine, which wasn't that long ago, they asked me, you know, my car is a 2016, got hit a couple of times, so there are a couple of parts. They actually asked me if they could tape down something.
My
car looks good.
I'm going to tell you right now.
There was a part they were like, yeah, this looks like it could come off in the wash.
I tried to. I called myself. I got all the materials, supplies. Yeah. I got the wet dry vac. I got the air compressor. I got it all. I got everything.
Yeah,
the carnival waxes.
Business.
I got it all. Yo, your boy went out there to clean. I ain't doing that no more. How did I used to do that? I was tired. All right, what else you got next, Chef?
All right, what can be done to bring down college costs? Syndicated columnist LZ Granderson says this morning that colleges should set tuition rates based on the earning potential of the field that those classes relate to. So, for example, he points out teachers who start out at $55,000 a year in California for a degree that costs $35,000 a year at UCLA. Ursula, do you think it would help if we had humanities and arts degrees that were cheap for students to take while STEM, business, and finance degrees cost more?
I think it's just a dumb idea. Because
I'm glad I brought it up.
Yes, because, I think there are a lot of people who think the same way or this idea that if you have a liberal arts degree that you're going to amount to nothing, when in fact it's what you do with that degree and what you do during your college education that can determine. The richest person that I have ever met graduated from Washington State University with some kind of liberal arts degree major, lives on the water on the east side, most beautiful house I've ever seen, and it doesn't fit this stereotype of, well, if you have that kind of major, you're going to be making less. And quite frankly, the bigger argument would be it doesn't cost any less to teach those people those degrees, the costs that go into it. So that shouldn't be the determining factor. I think just in general, especially since we pay taxes and these public universities are still an arm and a leg to go to, I think we need to figure out how to bring those costs down for everybody, not by major.
I'm not going to mess this up. You cooking right now. I agree. Everything that you just said, no doubt, right? These universities are just way too expensive. And it doesn't cost any more or any less to teach what is being taught. What's being taught at the University of Washington and what's being taught at Green River Community College, why is it different sometimes, right? It's just the place where you're going. The books are still books. The paper and the pages are still pages. And if you buy some used books, somebody might have wrote inside of those.
Well, the difference between like a Green River College and a University of Washington, one of the big differences is that professors do research and there's a lot of money that goes into the football program. there are big differences in that. But you go look at degree to degree within that same university, how is that different?
All right. Well, let's go along with what you just said, right? So just because this professor has been published, right, and they have these books and they're, when you talk about them, it's esteemed next
to
their name. Right? You have to pay them more. Does that necessarily make them a better teacher than that teacher at Green River Community College? Because there's a teacher at Green River Community College right now that isn't a published author and is esteemed. That's actually a better teacher than that professor.
You're exactly right.
Last point on this. I got to throw out the equity card on this. This is one where it actually makes sense. If you make it super expensive for poor kids to get a degree in the most lucrative programs, how is that going to be good for our country?
Honestly, come on,
what a terrible idea. We got Nora joining us next, by the way.
Okay. Millennial and Gen Z women are switching focus from having children to building their careers. According to Credit Karma, Gen Z women say their goal is not to have children, while 40% say they can't even afford children. Part of the attraction? Becoming a dual-income household with no kids.
Dink!
Is this a good thing? Or will millennial women and this trend have a big impact on the economy? Ursula, what do you think?
Is it a good thing? I think it's a good thing when a woman or anyone knows that they really don't want to have children. They are maybe ambivalent about it. If you are not sure 1,000% that you want to have children, I would recommend not. Don't rush into it. It's not something for the faint of heart. It's not something that you can take. It's not something that doesn't come without big expenses, a big toll on other aspects of your life. I mean, it's the best thing that I've ever done. I want to say that. But I respect women who decide, you know what? I'm going to focus on my career. I'm going to choose not to have children. And that's perfectly okay. We talk about stigmas. We talked about stigmas earlier in the show. There shouldn't be a stigma attached to that. If someone decides that, I think that's perfectly okay and shouldn't be like, oh, you decided not to have kids. Oh, my gosh. Are you going to be lonely? No, that's a perfectly good decision. The thing that makes me sad, though, is that if the choice, someone says, I really, really want to have kids, but I'm not going to because it's just completely unaffordable. I have to work three different jobs to be able to do something like this. That kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
How many of you know of someone, or maybe this was your parent, or maybe this is you, the one that, you know, sees the single gal that's 30 years old and you judge them for being single with no kids? You guys know anybody like that? Because my mama is and was that way.
Yeah. When are you going to get married?
Oh, I can't. Can you believe that Lisa? Oh, my God. Goodness, she cares so much more about her career than anyone. She's selfish, right? They equate women not having kids or worrying about their finances and worrying about them being stable to being selfish. So this frame of thought that has been happening is because of yesteryear that used to be a stigma placed on women. As for what's happening today, I think it is beautiful that women are putting themselves like, hey, you know what? I'm going to worry about my career because I don't want to be in a situation where my mom always says, you shouldn't depend on a man. See, that's what's funny. My mom says in one breath that women shouldn't depend on a man. And in another breath, you want to call them selfish for being single. You can't go both ways. It is okay to worry about your financial stability and make sure you're not getting married just for financial security.
Yeah. I'd love to hear what you think, Nora.
Well, I think it's just, I mean, I agree. It's kind of sad if like it's becoming more impossible to even like have that be attainable or like have like a permanent place of residence be like attainable for people.
See, that's the part that breaks my heart when young people say, I'm never going to be able to afford a house. I'm never going to be able to afford to have kids. It's not that they don't want to. It's just this idea of it's not attainable. And that's heartbreaking.
Anybody had the single auntie or the auntie with no kids? By the way, those were the best aunties. Matter of fact, shout out to my auntie Rosemary. She's still married to her husband Morris, but she never had any kids. But she spoiled everybody. But then is always the other moms that would talk bad about the single auntie, Ursula. You know that.
Yes.
They talk bad about
them. And by the way, dinks, I know that's a big thing too.
Dual income, no kids?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that either. And that's not being selfish either.
Mm. There we go. By the way, I heard Green River Community College isn't a thing anymore.
It's just all the community colleges dropped the community.
Mm.
So South Seattle College, Green River College,
Bellevue College. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like community. All right, Chef, what do you got?
Okay. How serious are you about recycling? In the Times Rant and Rave this morning, a resident moralized about his impeccable recycling skills while disparaging his Lake City neighbors. He writes that his neighbors overfill their garbage dumpsters while their recycling bins receive only a tiny amount. Do you say something when you see someone throw away recyclables, or even do you throw away recyclables?
So, Nora, here's what happens. I don't know if you guys have been at where you see compost, recycle, or garbage. You get there and there's three different ones. Let me tell you all what I do. If I am walking up to throw my stuff away and there's somebody walking behind me, I make it a point to go over to the side and pretend like I'm doing something before throwing it away. Because I just be confused. I don't know which one is which. Because what I don't want to do is put something in the wrong thing and they do to me what Rachel Bell did to Ursula.
Rachel Bell, and I love her, and she's doing this new cooking thing too, right?
Yeah, she's with Crosscut.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so super talented. I hired her many years ago. And she had, you know, such a great run here at Cairo on the Ron and Don show. If people are wondering, like, who's Rachel Bell? But in any case, she's the one person who mentioned when I threw out a piece of paper and she said, oh, no, she grabbed it and then put it in the recycling bin. And I turned around. I was like, Rachel, thank you. It was really cool. Now, have I ever stopped someone? No, but I have been stopped by my husband from putting. Gee, I think you and I have the same problem.
I don't be knowing.
I need to have pictures.
Casual disregard for the environment.
I need the pictures.
No,
like,
it's not that I don't care.
I need to see somebody throwing it away. Like, okay, compost.
Okay. When they give you those three choices.
Recycle.
My mind's like a steel trap on so many things. But when it comes to recycling, I have to stop and think about it. It's not reflective.
Nora, I need your help because we've had like the three bin method for almost 20 years. Gosh. And you guys are still trying to. I mean, would you like correct someone or help them out if they looked old and confused standing there before three garbage cans?
I mean, I've had this conversation with my parents in California and it's met with confusion as well. So I don't think it's like uncommon, but I do think like it. If there's not like a physical picture or like you don't know where it's going, like what's the motivation to even do it? Like, yeah.
Hey, what's the harm? You know what? I think there's a gentle way to do it. And I love it when someone says, hey, well, let me take that. And then they'll put it in the right one. Hey, I have no problem with that. I want to do the right thing.
Public
Sometimes
shaming.
I don't.
I want to bring up something that's been on my mind. Hey, Nora, you know what? First of all, we love having you around. But I got to admit something to you.
Yeah.
When you're around, I get a little nervous. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I just know that I'm the old person that's just doing something wrong or saying something wrong. And so, Nora, when you're around, like, I oh, that wasn't, you know, they didn't say that the right way. I'm being serious. Like, sometimes.
Really?
Gen Z, we say things. I know how I am with my parents. Mm. And I'd be like, you can't say that, Mom.
I'm a decade older than you, and I don't feel like that. With Nora.
I do.
I mean, I feel like you're trying though. Like, even if I never notice anything wrong and I don't judge at all. But
there you go.
Wait, Nora?
Yeah.
You never judge.
Never.
You mean to tell me sometimes your parents might say or do something you don't judge?
I don't believe that about us, but I believe that about Nora.
If I say something and they listen, then no.
What if your parents say something? Are you like, you can't say that, Mom, Dad?
I mean, I don't think that means like them a bad person or something. Like people change. So
there you go. Yeah. Opportunity to change minds.
Yeah.
I like it.
You're doing great.
Thanks, Nora.
You are so funny.
Yes.
Do you want me to pitch what's going on at 11:30?
Well, actually,
you got,
I've got something.
Yeah, all right.
I got something. There is someone. There is something that has become quite the celebrity. It's got black and white stripes. We got the latest on the zebra, whose name is apparently Z.
Yeah.
So we got the latest on the zebra. And then we also have a discussion coming up about 4-day work weeks and where it seems to be working really well.
Mm. All right. We'll do that next. Gina, sir.
The Mariners are all about giving you more baseball for your buck. With Mariners Value Games, you can snag seats for as little as $10 to select games all season long. To get your tickets and check out the complete Mariners Value Game schedule, go to mariners.com/valuegames.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the G and Ursula Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. Our Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line is 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. We have had a fantastic show today. If you missed any part of it, just a reminder that you can listen to our podcast and also follow us so you don't miss any show episode wherever you listen to podcasts. But right now, it is a fresh Friday. And you know what? We would not be working today if we lived in San Juan County. You might recall that the county made national headlines last year when it ditched the traditional five-day work week and switched to 32 hours a week without lowering pay. And that plan seems to be working really well. There is a new report out that says most workers there are happier, they're healthier, and they're more productive. Patrick Schmidt is an environmental health specialist for San Juan County, and he tells King 5 that his new schedule is Tuesday through Friday, something his friends don't have.
You know, they spent one day catching up on their chores, the second day relaxing, and then it's back to work. So this will, you know, kind of allow us to have a little bit more balance.
According to the Seattle Times, employees who were surveyed by the county are spending all that extra time away from work on things like family outings, medical appointments, hobbies, and volunteering. And many say they're a lot more rested, they're more satisfied with their jobs, and it turns out they don't call in sick as much.
Sweeping statement coming up. The young generation doesn't work like the older generation does. With that being said, this is why the 32-hour work week will actually be either up to par or even above if you go to that. Oftentimes, one of the biggest reasons why people are calling in and using fake sick days as if they're sick is because there's a lot of people that are overworked and when it comes to their time. The whole 5 days a week, I think that someone can be more productive for their company with 4 days a week than with 5 days a week. I think you get somebody 4 days, an opportunity to have three back-to-back days off, and then you have opportunity to come back to work, you're for sure. And
according to this article here, people take less sick days by doing the 4 days a week. I think, and people are saying, well, how can you be competitive? How can you keep up with another company?
Timothy wants to know. 253.
You want to know how you can be more competitive? Your work productivity will be better. Your workers are more empowered. Your retention is going to be better. People taking less sick days is going to be better. And when those workers are at work those 4 days a week, they're going to do more than those on five. We're already on four days a week.
There's a possibility that you go to 4 days a week, so now those same people who are calling in on a regular basis are now going to be calling in, and now you've got them for 3 days a week?
No, because you're going to want to get your job done. I think now the competition to keep your job.
That's the big difference?
Well, right now, I'll ask a question. Today's Fresh Fridays. Text in right now if you have a meeting today at 3 o'clock.
Okay, well.
Come on.
That's a dumb time to have a meeting.
Oh!
Why?
3 o'clock on a Friday? Because it is at the end of the week and people are generally more tired.
So is it fair to say that people check out on Fridays?
And, well, I think
in
some office jobs, yes.
Office job. Not, hey, brothers and sisters, the fam out there that's out there driving on trucks and stuff, construction, not talking about you.
Yes.
Office jobs.
So I like the idea. I just don't think I think it's something that uniquely can be done in San Juan County. What? It's like 18,000 people total.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to do it without lowering pay. I think that they
instead
were
of
able
getting
to,
people raises.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they
just
did.
Went ahead.
They didn't have the budget.
Because they didn't have money in the budget to give raises. So they said, you know, we'll just figure it out 4 days a week.
I think. How would you feel 4 days a week? Talking to you.
Well,
talking to you.
I would love it.
Would you care about the office productivity on 4 days a week?
You like to keep it a buck. We all like to keep it a buck.
Okay.
If I'm the employee, of course I want to do 4 days a week.
Okay.
If I'm the employer, I'm not sure that I would be buying the idea of 4 days a week, especially if you are trying to compete.
Hey, employer.
You're not just trying to compete here on a domestic level, but trying to compete on a global level where many other countries have people working. Well,
employer,
quite frankly, many other countries have people who have longer vacation time.
I like where you're going with this. Ursula, this is messages to the employer. I'm telling the employer, you will get better work productivity out of your employees if you go to the 4 days a week. I'm telling you this. This whole, you're off on Friday, hypothetically, right? And then Saturday, I mean, you work Friday, you get off, you get home. Okay, you relax. Then on Saturday, you're trying to do all of these different things. And then on Sunday, you're already preparing for work the next day. That third day, you will get a better worker. And we already, you know what I see? I see a lot of people using fake sick days.
Yeah, that's true. Carl in Port Orchard brings up something that we haven't brought up. And he said he's on his lunch break right now. And he says one benefit would be that people can help boost the economy by spending more money on those days off.
Good point. Gee, I actually have to take issue with your sweeping statement that kids aren't working as hard these days.
Yeah, I don't agree.
That is unequivocally false. In fact, we are working twice as hard. Because when I was growing up, you know who only had to work one job out of two parents? My folks. Everyone that I knew's folks didn't have to work two jobs, right? So when my dad came home, he knew that there'd be dinner on the table. He knew that the laundry would be done. He wouldn't be cleaning up the house. And for mom, she's not trying to do all that stuff while working full time. We are working double as hard and paying more for everything. Get that stuff out of my house.
Hey, Nick.
Ooh.
How would you be if you all of a sudden had to work 4 days a week?
I would be thrilled. That would be nice. I feel like I would get bored after a while, though. I'm just a doer. I like going out and doing stuff. So
I knew I shouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew I should.
Why
Nick,
did you
Nick's
turn to Nick to try to help support your point?
I don't know.
That they don't work as hard. Nick has three jobs.
I know.
I'm with Chef, though.
Yeah,
us young folks, we're out there buzzing harder than you guys were back in the day.
Okay, I won't agree with that either. I had three jobs, too. I think it depends on the situation.
Well, you're a rare breed, Ursula.
Yeah, which, again, is the reason why I don't agree with sweeping statements. You know what? It's the end of the show. It's a fresh Friday.
I'd be 20% less grumpy if I had 4 days.
Now, can we all agree on that? Text,
yes, here.
Text in right now if you think from time to time Chef can be grumpy. Come on next.
It's part of his charm.
I know. Chef, I always love giving you a hard time, brother.
Love you too, buddy.
All right. Text messages, feedback, and we'll have Ursula's words to lead by. Jen Ursula.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's G and Ursula, y'all. Happy Fresh Fridays to all of you. Ursula, you want to start us off with
these? I bet if your mom told you don't touch the stove, you probably did it five times and burned yourself each time just because you wanted to spite her.
Have you guys learned, since we're talking truth, if you guys have learned something about me, if you tell, The worst thing you can do is tell me I can't do something.
Yes.
Like you can't,
I know.
You can't do this and you won't be able to do that. That really is something. And so it's the reason why I never worked a job until this, because I don't like authority.
It's like a little squirrely.
All right, what do you got, Ursula?
Okay, let's start off our text messages from you with speed enforcement cameras.
Okay.
360 says, are there any equity task forces?
Joseph in Tacoma says, forget the cameras. Put in 2 yards of asphalt for speed bumps and strike them. Zebra stripes. Go ahead.
On carjacking, so the teens who are suspected of carjacking and the and stealing from that high-end store in Bellevue. Brian Zimmerman in Bellevue says, reviews are so meaningless. I've bought some absolute lifesaver car parts and tools that had less than 3 stars. I'm not sure what that has to do with that.
Oh. Matthew Tacoma says, maybe they're pawn shops or auctions.
Okay, let's talk about menopause. 909 says, no one tells you about menopause growing up and you really do feel like you're going crazy because you have no idea what is happening to you.
Annette K says, cross-gender education is so important in understanding what the opposite sex is going through as we age.
And then TC says, your body goes through as many changes as puberty, but you never hear about it except in jokes. Isn't it not portrayed in media? We had so many people texting in, though, after that segment. And
can I bring this up?
Yeah.
Puberty was the worst. Like, your voice cracking, the acne that I was getting. I had nasty acne on my nose, and it was the worst. So I don't miss that puberty stage ever. Okay, I just had to bring that up. Random. Flying. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when it comes to flying first class, that was part of our scenarios, and the honeymooning couple, only one was able to sit in first class, and the husband decided that should be him. The new husband decided that should be him. Wife is not happy. Gina in Chimicum says he surprises her with him getting to sit in first class and isn't mature enough to talk about it with her before it's purchased, and she didn't check his ID to learn that he's actually 8 years old.
Mike in Portland says, how does first class curb your fear of flying?
Because one of the things he said in his reasoning to sit in first class was that he had anxiety about flying.
Mm. 360 says, G, would you feel the same about the first class ticket if that scenario was you and Lillian? Okay, I just want to share something with you guys because my wife actually heard that segment and she texts me and she says, did you tell them about our experience?
Oh, no. So let's share.
So, yeah, that's what happened.
What happened? You sat in first class and she sat back in coach?
Yeah.
You did what? Not.
But she was in business class. So it was right behind
us. You didn't
even
sit with her? On your honeymoon?
No. It wasn't a honeymoon, but it was a true story. You know?
And how did she feel about it?
She still loves me. See, she texted me today.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Lillian sat.
What is wrong with you?
Lillian sat in the business class. I sat in the first class. And I mean, she was cool. She's like, she says, no, you go ahead, babe. That's exactly what she said.
Whatever your significant other says, it's fine, you go ahead. It is not fine. I guarantee you.
No, and you want your significant other to think about it first before you have to ask. Okay, anyway.
you dropped that on a Friday? That was a news dump of all time.
What do you got,
when it comes to time left on the microwave, you busted me out for leaving, 18 seconds? Because I had to rush back to get back on the show.
Uh-huh.
Suzanne in the 425 says, leaving time on the microwave? I think it's just lazy. Takes less than a second to hit the clear button, which is what people like me have to do after you. What about our time? Sorry about that, Suzanne.
How much effort does it take for the person to hit the reset button?
Correct.
Let's get to it. Words to live by. Let's get to it. Brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Ursula. Okay, we talked about agreeing to disagree, and I love these quotes.
Uh-huh.
It is not a character flaw if I don't agree with you. Respecting my opinion does not take away from yours. And then to quote Mahatma Gandhi here, honest disagreement is often a good sign of progress.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff, Ursula.
It's been a really fun week. I'm going to miss you over the weekend, but we'll do it again on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be coming back to ask you here in a second. What do you got there, Brother Nick?
Well, wedding season's ramping up for people at this time, with the sun soon coming out with more displays now in its prime. Maybe folks have even planned a trip away for all the fun, leaving family or some friends they didn't want left out and stunned. Mainly ones who put the stress on having kids after they're married, while the young people these days don't want the burden that it carries. For all we know, the couple start to look towards being dinks, with a dual income and extra days off being on the brink. And I'm sure some sick days, quote unquote, or 4-day work weeks will be scheduled into the table if need be.
Always good to hear from you, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
You disappointed me last segment, though.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
because you asked him if young people are lazy, and you asked a guy who has 3 jobs currently.
I know. I didn't plan that out well. Hey, Ursa, we got going on this weekend. What do you got?
Hey, I'm going to get together with friends. I've got a friend's birthday celebration on Sunday. My social calendar has been extremely busy, and I'm not complaining. Just want to say.
You do a lot.
I do.
Of all of us on this show, you do more. No. You do more than all of us. Mm. Yeah, you be kicking it.
I think friendships are important to continue to nurture.
There you go. Nora, what do you got going on today? Rest of the day.
I'm right there with you, Ursula. I'm going to hang out with some friends and play some music together, I think.
Oh. Look at that.
Yeah.
And enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be close to 70 degrees today. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. It's going to change for a little bit here, but you know, the sun will be back.
Chef, what do you got going on, bro?
I don't know. Maybe I'll expose my lily white pot belly to the sun out in the garden. And I'll be walking all funny on Monday. Hi, I had a burn.
How about you, G?
I don't have to work this weekend.
Oh, enjoy.
Yes! I don't have to work! Hey, Nick, have a good one. Thank you.
Too, man.
Thank all of you. Hey, appreciate you for listening, guys. The Jack and Spike show comes up next. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
Love, but it's so slashed and torn.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.